101X, it's the Morning X, Jason Diggin, friends. We have Jaws on the Water movie passes coming up in just a moment. What restaurant should be open 24 hours? Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Emily, this is your, you've got some place that you want open all night?
Mm-hmm, I do. It's a special place in my heart.
Where is that?
Cracker Barrel.
Why? Of all the places, I mean, like, I guess Luby's is a worse candidate.
Wait, actually, but Cracker Luby's Barrel is a good
isn't
idea
that
too.
Easy. Earmuffs, old people. You can't hear me anyway. Isn't that old people eats?
Old people eats Cracker Barrel?
I think I went to the Cracker Barrel one time, mm-hmm. and it was because my grandma, RIP, wanted to go there. And I have not been back. I think, isn't it old people fair?
Oh, it definitely is. They have rocking chairs on the front porch.
Yeah. It's a restaurant with a front porch.
Yeah.
That should be enough to declare this is old people eats. So if you keep it open till 3 a.m., who's going to be there?
Exactly.
Who's hitting the Cracker Barrel at 3 a.m.?
Imagine a completely empty restaurant to yourself where they serve only food that your grandmother would make.
So this is... for your own personal preference, you don't think it would be a smart business move on their part to be open?
Absolutely not.
Open 24 hours.
But just imagine being... just imagine being obliterated at 2 a.m. and then you sit down and eat food.
Jason, you need some time to prepare this thought experiment.
I have no idea what that's like, okay?
Yeah, you don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you sit down at Cracker Barrel and the nice little waitress comes up to you and she says, "Hi, honey, what you gonna order?" And then I'm like, "Oh, can I get some Texas toast and can I get, but I'm slurring my words.
All right, yeah. Does drunk Emily get Southern with her accent?
I get more Southern. And can I get some chicken and dumplings? And she goes, "Oh, yes, baby, I'll get you some chicken and dumplings."
Is that your go-to Cracker Barrel order?
Absolutely.
Chicken and dumplings?
So imagine chicken and dumplings, 2 a.m., obliterated, only night. People in the restaurant at this point, and you get biscuits and gravy and toast, and then you could do drunk shopping because they have the whole little shopping section where you can buy toys and candles and like weird little
rubber band gun.
Yeah, that's perfect. Drunk 2 a.m. shopping,
A hoop and a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Hajda, what restaurant should be open 24/7?
It's a pizza place for sure. I don't have one. I'm fine going to wherever it is. I mean, because like if you need,
what do you mean? Out of all the restaurants, you can't pick one that I would love to have availability
to be open super late like that.
That
are either going to be open already because it's Star Seeds. It's 24 hours or something like that.
We gotta retire Star Seeds from our go to places because they are not only are they not 24/7 anymore.
No, they're not.
I think they open at like 8 a.m.
Oh, well, what's...
Yeah, like, I can't even... I've officially... Is it me or... Who got old and busted first, Starseeds? Me or you? Because you stopped being open 24 hours, and now I'm up at 7 o'clock in the morning on my way to golf looking for breakfast tacos, and you're not even open, Starseeds.
Yeah.
Doing here, Stars Cafe?
I like having the right foods at the right time.
But I guess...
Breakfast is a morning
but
food.
But you can't...
That is a pretty good... There is no... Pizza? Can you go for pizza at 2:30 in the morning somewhere?
Go on Sixth Street.
Yeah, that's a good point. They got street pizza.
Street pizza.
I don't know, Emily. This conversation is—I was going to say over my head, under my head. I haven't made it till 2 o'clock in the morning in so long. I'll tell you what I did this weekend, and I will say I'm not proud of it.
If I make it to 2 o'clock, like staying out longer is not on my itinerary.
I don't need a restaurant to be open 24 hours. Just be open till as late as it says on Yelp, please.
That's because true. Nowadays, you never know.
Listen to what I did. And please, dick detractors. I know I fired you up a little already. Suspend your detractorness just for a second and tell me, am I the a-hole here? Because on Saturday night, I go, this is an establishment I care greatly for. And so when I saw the emotional tweet that I fired off, I went full Karen on an Austin institution. Pluckers, who back in my day, Pluckers, the campus location was open till 3 a.m., okay?
Uh-huh.
So you go out, You wasted.
There's a Pluckers? Back in your day?
Yes! Hit the West Campus house party and then still make it to Pluckers by 2:40 in the morning. Get some wings and throw up in the bathroom real quick, okay? Those were the golden days.
They stopped doing that? They stopped letting you throw up in their bathroom?
And look, I'm sure the campus one probably is open pretty late now. But now, there's a Pluckers conveniently located near my house. And more importantly, the Tesla Supercharger. And so when I get to the supercharger and I plug my car in and I'm like, I'm going to go over to Pluckers and slam a Bud Light or two real quick. They're open till 11, just 11 p.m. And I get there at 10:28 and the guy tells me, oh, we're closing at 11. So we're not letting anybody new come in. And I'm like, so you're closed now. He's like, no, we close at 11. And I'm like, well,
you're
right.
You're just not allowed to come in.
That's 32 minutes from now. So you're open? He's like, well, you can't come in. I'm like, well, so you're closed. Just tell me that you're closed. In the eyes of the consumer showing up at 10:28 p.m., you're closed, right?
Uh-huh. Did you have this argument until 11 p.m. and he's finally like, all right, sir, we're finally closed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nick, you know, testify. It's a pretty decent walk from that supercharger to that Pluckers, okay? And for me to walk all that distance and turn around and go back,
wingless,
empty Bud Light handed,
yeah.
I didn't even want, like, I could understand that's kind of a jerk move to show up and order. I don't even know. Is that a jerk move to show up and order food 30 minutes before they close?
30 minutes before.
I would have been out of there. Okay.
You're right on the borderline.
I just wanted two 34-ounce Bud Lights to slam and then responsibly drive home with.
I would
say
10:45. 15 minutes is enough time so that they can cook your food together. Now here, that is enough time though for you to go to a competing chicken restaurant, order something, and then like go buy like a KFC or a Popeyes, and then come back by and just give them the whole big mistake.
Show them. Yeah. You're like, you remember me? You wouldn't wait on me?
I got a chicken sandwich. It's better than yours.
Yes. 10:38 p.m. Saturday night, I tweeted, at Pluckers, you're open till 11. I roll up at 10:30 and you're closed. Am I the a-hole for showing up 30 minutes before close? And then I just saw that and I was like, did you really just tweet that? You firing off Karen.
What did Pluckers say? Because they're usually pretty good on social media.
They didn't reply to me. They didn't even reply to my Karen tweet. We are so in a fight, Pluckers. We are so in a fight.
Is that one going to be on the TVs inside the Pluckers?
Yeah. What X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Jaws on the Water movie passes coming up in just a second. At Pool 8 ATX says if they wanted to close at 10:30, they should say that, not 11. Pluckers, definitely the a-hole. See, I don't want to get in a fight with you, Pluckers. Fantasy football draft's coming up. I'm expecting that free. Nope, it's fine. Mr. C says, I don't go to a restaurant if they close within 45 minutes. They're trying to wrap that S up and go home. Don't be that guy. Also, don't be the... There's 1 minute left. Let me into shop guy for retail.
I agree.
See, here's the thing. You're right. 45 minutes, that's a lot of leeway. Mm-hmm. There's probably people like the ones you're referring to who have burned people like me who I was going to show up, get through 68 ounces of Bud Light real fast. I'll be out of your hair by 10:52, okay? I promise you. I promise you.
Yeah.
All right? But no, apparently not. Apparently...
It does seem weird if you're not doing food, but yeah. No, 45 minutes, because if you're starting to get ready to close, you're doing your cleaning duties, and you got 45 minutes to go, that's an ambitious move on your part, okay? You deserve to have somebody come in there and just mess it up.
And it depends, too, if you're sitting down or if you're just doing like a to-go order. Like, if you're just doing a to-go order, I feel like 30 minutes is okay.
Did you try to get the drink to go?
Yeah, they don't let you do that.
Yeah.
No.
Jen in San Marcos says, normally I disagree with Emily's dumb 23-year-old takes, but damn. She is right about Cracker Barrel. Good old-fashioned home-cooked breakfast at 3 a.m. That would be amazing.
Right? I mean, I like to go to Waffle House. That's my favorite 24-hour restaurant. But I feel like Cracker Barrel is like the upgrade of Waffle House.
I've literally never been in a Waffle House.
What? That seems like you're down your alley.
But Denny's exists.
Okay,
don't you know that Denny's is a
don't
thing?
You know that every time you get a Waffle House, you get dinner and a show? There's always somebody fighting over the counter. Like, that's the best part.
The kids want?
I don't know.
I get cheesy eggs. I get the all-star special, which is cheesy eggs, a bunch of other stuff for only $8 and a show. And I get to see some fists being thrown at 3 a.m.? It's amazing.
Is Kid Rock somehow involved in Waffle House? In my brain, I think of Waffle House, and I think of Devil Without a Cause, dude with a wife beater tank top on, and...
He was arrested in a Waffle House.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That was probably it.
Serena G says Olive Garden. You guys get out on some endless breadsticks at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, I guess I could. I'm all for that Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. Like, just imagining it.
What did your dad just text you?
Oh, yeah. My dad texted me that he's pissed because he's pissed off at Cracker Barrel for doing away with the lima beans. So, sounds like my family's never going to Cracker Barrel again because they did away with the lima
beans.
That's
old people with food. If you had lima beans once upon a time.
Now I'm worried that lima beans is code for something.
Go! We have movie passes, Jaws on the Water. They do it every Saturday at Valente Beach. You float in the water while they throw play Jaws up on the mobile big screen. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jaws on the Water, movie passes and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Our contestant is, hi, Samantha.
Yep, that's me.
Hey, Samantha, I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Samantha, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. Samantha, you're going to pick one of those. And if you get more right than Jason, you will win the tickets and go see the movie. Just
Jaws! Jaws, the movie on the water.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your choices.
If I say it loud enough, you'll remember, right?
I totally remembered it. Thank you. Your choices are cue words, let's get biological, or famous chefs.
Famous chefs.
All right.
Wee.
What?
I don't know why. Anyways.
That's racist.
No, it's not. They're good.
What famous chef introduced America to the culinary delights of French cuisine through her many books and cooking shows? Famous chef
French
introduced
cuisine.
America to the culinary delights of French cuisine through her many books and cooking shows.
Does it have to be the full name? Because I think it's like Juliet or something, or Julia.
I feel like we need a last name. Don't necessarily need a full and first name, but...
Okay, then no, I don't know it.
Oh, you're there. Julia Child. Julia Child is what we were doing.
Almost.
Number two, Turkish chef Nusret Gökçe is better known by what nickname he got after going viral for the elaborate way he salts his steaks. Turkish chef likes to salt his steaks, went viral for it, and they gave him this nickname.
I'm doing the hand motion for you.
Ah.
You can't see it, though.
I know the hand motion, too. I just don't know his name. Salt guy?
Again, I'm going to need a last name of Salt Bay. He's Salt Bay.
Salt Bay.
Yeah. All right. And finally, I believe you can get on the board with this one. Spell Boyardee as in these Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs are delicious. Boyardee. On the can. Looks like. Go.
Boyardee.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay, cool.
You got it. Good job. Two E's. All right. Let's get Jason back in here. And what's Samantha?
Until then, shows. I'll spend my money right up down to my last dime. Ho, ho, ho. Cullen Baton Rouge.
Famous chefs.
Two E's. You got it.
Yeah. All right. Good. What famous chef introduced America to the culinary delights of French cuisine through her many books and cooking shows?
Famous chef.
Introduced America to the culinary delights of French cuisine through her many books and cooking shows.
What did Samantha do?
She got one correct.
She got one correct.
I feel like I'm going to know this one, but I can't. Not going to get it. All right, give me Martha Stewart.
No. Julia Child.
Julia Child. Yeah.
Let's see.
Save the Last Dance.
Nailed it. Turkish chef Nusret Gökçe.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Is better known by what nickname he got after going viral for the elaborate way he salts his steaks.
Oh, yeah. It's this guy. This dude.
See, I did that too.
Yeah. This dude. Nobody knows his name.
I mean, nobody knows the name I gave him, which may not be his real
name. What is the category?
Famous chefs.
Yeah.
I think he has a whole restaurant now.
He's got several of them.
And what is he? He's better known by...
What nickname did he get after going viral for the elaborate way he salts his steaks? He was declared this.
What do you mean?
The salt
shrug.
Sprinkler.
No.
Salt sprinkler, dude.
Come on.
The salt Nazi.
Jesus.
More salt for you.
That's funny.
Salt Bay.
No.
You never heard that?
Salt Bay.
No. Okay.
Honestly, I didn't even know that was a real person. I just thought it was a meme.
No, he's a chef.
And finally.
Good for you, buddy.
Spell Boyardee, as in these Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs are delicious.
Yeah, you waved me in here and then gave part of the answer, but I still don't know if I... Boyardee, B-O-Y-A-R-D-E-E.
Yes.
Boyardee.
Yep.
I know it. I totally know it.
In the case of a tie, as we have here, Samantha, Nick screwed you. Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over, will be the winner. Haji?
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Guy Fieri is worth how much?
Oh. All right.
Did you know, Samantha,
Guy Fieri.
Fun fact. A year ago today, I went to a Guy Fieri-themed birthday party.
Hey, how about that?
I'm not kidding. I got the memories up.
Why?
I dressed up like Guy Fieri.
Why?
We ate meals from the Guy Fieri cookbook.
This number is not... Okay. I've scratched out my number and gone with my second brain, Samantha. What do you think? How much for Guy Fieri?
I want to say... He's got a lot of stuff going on. Let's do $24 million.
$24 million. I scratched out 30, cranked it up to $50 million for my dude, Guy Fieri.
Would have been fine either way. It's $40 million.
$40 million for Guy Fieri. What a world we live in. Samantha, I defeated you, but hold on, we have prize.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock All Day.